Protesters of a ban on sitting on walls of Rittenhouse Square have won a victory after Mayor Jim Kenney reversed the rule in the wake of public outcry. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the wall-sitting prohibition set off a discussion about race and class.
The 3-foot concrete walls surrounding the park's fountain are more popular than the rows of benches. Visitors have congregated on the park's walls for generations. Among them, Ursula Corral.
People play chess, they kiss one another, they make love sitting on the wall. It's wonderful.
But Rittenhouse residents were sick of the loiterers and pot smokers among the wall sitters, and they invested heavily in park repairs. So neighbors requested a ban on using the park's walls as a perch, and the city agreed. Richard Branton was pleased.
I mean, what's so magical about sitting on the wall? It provides an opportunity for people with undesirable attentions to pass drugs.
Those kinds of views sparked an outcry on social media. In response, the city quickly took down the no sitting signs along the walls, and Mayor Kenney tweeted, "Sit where you want." To celebrate, dozens gathered for what they called a sit-in house to show support. Sachi Okoyin was there.
Certainly this little move of not letting people sit on the balustrade or wall, whatever you want to call it, is about race and social class. It's something that was not expected to be noticed. A little tiny thing that's a statement of who belongs here and who doesn't.
During the 60s, Rittenhouse was ground zero for artists and anti-war activists who won a right to be there after a federal judge ruled, quote, "It is not a crime to be a hippie." But area resident Vicki Bale cites a shooting that occurred near the park in October that put the community on edge. She says the wall-sitting ban needs to come back.
It's a good idea because we're getting rid of the drugs and all of the hanging out here and smoking pot. That element was not always part of Rittenhouse Square.
I've never seen drug dealers, and I'm here every other day, hours in the summer and the spring.
That's Mina Smith-Siegel, who often paints portraits of people on the wall. But even after the mayor's tweet, private guards hired by the neighbors told me to get off the wall. And those guards, the neighbors say, aren't going away anytime soon. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.